All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 69. Learning today is sponsored by David Katz in memory of his grandmother, Rivka Bas Zussman, Tehenishmasa Tura B'tzura Chaim. Okay, so the question is, are you allowed to eat bread without washing the Tehillas Yadayim if you don't touch the bread? And the answer is no, generally speaking, no. But there are extenuating circumstances where it would be allowed, and there are three different opinions on what to do, so we'll get to all that. All right, so first of all, why do we wash our hands at all for Netzilas Yadayim, different than washing our hands in the morning? So the reason, there are a few reasons given. The main one is Mishum Srach Truma. Among others, it's quoted by Rabbi Yonah Maseches Brachos, that basically, when it comes to eating Truma, which will exist in a Doraisa level, Bimo Samashiach, when we're all back in Eretz Yisrael, so when it comes to the Kohanim eating Truma, so they're not allowed to touch Truma with Tameh hands. You can't be Metame the Truma. Therefore, in order to regulate us in the practice of purifying our hands before touching Truma, Chazal instituted the practice of always washing Tehillas Yadayim before we eat bread. Okay, shouldn't it just apply to the Kohanim? Good question. Why does it only apply to bread? It should apply to any food that could be Truma. Good question. And the Rishonim deal with this, but Lamaisa, this is the Takana that we wash Tehillas Yadayim before eating bread, not because otherwise we're going to be Metame the bread. My hands, even if they're Tame, which they are, would not, everybody sends me to Rabbanan or Shani Latumba. My hands would not, make the bread tame by touching it. The rules of Tumah, it wouldn't transfer into a regular piece of chulin bread. That's not why I'm washing Tehillas Yadayim. There's no concern that I'm going to be metame the bread. The reason we wash is to regulate us in this practice of purifying our hands before eating food, so that when it comes to eating Truma, the Kohanim will already be in the habit of purifying their hands beforehand. That's the reason we wash the Tehillas Yadayim on bread. Okay, so let's say I'm not going to touch the bread. So do I still have to wash the Tehillas Yadayim? So the answer across the board, other than one opinion, is yes. The Rambam is that one exception. The Rambam says, Licha Tchila, in a couple places in Brachos, and the Maariv Malkum here, Brachos Vav Yud Ches, and also in Shar Avos HaTumah Ches Tes, the Rambam says, and the Lachamish and the Nosei Kelim explicitly understand the Rambam like this, that someone who is going to eat bread, they had the option to just cover their hands instead of washing the Tehillas Yadayim. Lichat Chili, you can just cover your hands instead of washing the Tehillas Yadayim because you're not going to be touching the bread then. Okay, that's the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is a Das Yachid here. The Tur in Kuf Samech Gimel explicitly argues in him. He says, even if you're going to cover your hands, you cannot wash without, you cannot eat bread without the Tehillas Yadayim. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that somebody who's sick and somebody else is feeding them food, so I'm literally not going to be touching the food, I still have to wash until Tehillas. So it's a takana to wash until Tehillas before you eat bread, even if you're not going to be touching it. That's the way, besides the Rambam, everybody holds. So that's lechat chila, you got to wash until Tehillas, even if you're not going to touch the bread. Let's say, though, you don't have water available. It's extenuating circumstances, so what do you do then? So there are three different approaches to this. So first of all, approach number one, the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Nun Ches, Siv Ches says somebody's in the desert or it's a dangerous situation so they can't get to the water. Pater min Tehillas Yadayim is simply exempt from the mitzvah of the Tehillas Yadayim. That's why the Aruch HaShulchan understands it. And presumably, just go ahead and make hamotzi and eat your bread. Option number one. Option number two, the Mishnah Brewer there in Siv Katan Lamed Vav says, Mikol makom b'mapa tzarech lichruch yadav. You still have to cover your hands with a tablecloth, with a covering of sorts. What it means is you're exempt from the Tehillas Yadayim, but you still have to cover your hands. By the way, what the Mishnah Brewer here is saying, he's not saying that you can just like hold the bread with a napkin. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you got to cover your hands. That's a little bit of a higher level, like putting on gloves, basically, to completely cover your hands. That's option number two. And then option number three, I think, is one that most people are familiar with or the practice they would do, is the Rama. The Rama says, in that same exact scenario, he says in Kuf Samech Gimel Aleph, either cover your hands with a napkin, ochel al yedei kaf, or eat the bread with a spoon. I don't know who'd eat it with a spoon, but let's just, replace that with a fork and knife, to eat the bread with a utensil. Because the point is, you wouldn't be eating the bread then. So here, that's like a lower level than the Mishnah Berurah. He's not saying you have to cover your hands. The Ramah is just saying, don't touch the bread. And based on this, the Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer Waldenberg says, so too, we would be allowed to eat our bread by holding it with a napkin, because it's the same concept of utensils. As long as I'm not touching the bread, I would be in the clear. All right, you could argue utensils, my hands are like a little bit more distant, holding with a napkin, maybe it could slip more likely, but the Tzitz Eliezer doesn't make that distinction. In Lamaisa, this Ramah, the Tzitz Eliezer, that is what where the concept of just, you know, holding the bread with a napkin would come from. Again, all of this is only in extenuating circumstances. Other than the Rambam, everybody else agrees if you have water available, this is not an option. What are extenuating circumstances? So probably the most common one would be on an airplane. Maybe it's difficult to get to the bathroom if, like, you're on an inside seat. It could be, according to some, the lack of cleanliness in the airplane bathroom is not an appropriate place to wash until you die. So you could argue in that case, it's like you don't have water available. So then you could incorporate, you know, whether you want to be like in a shabura to put on gloves or at least to not touch the bread like the Ramah. That would be that. But like Stam, if you're, you know, taking a road trip, there's usually enough pit stops. You could probably hold out long enough unless you're like absolutely famished, I guess. Better not to rely on this. There's a Gemara which says Rabbi Akiva, when he was in prison by the Romans, so he was given a limited amount of water, and he used it to wash Netilas Yadayim rather than to drink. So it's not something we should take lightly, but if there are extenuating circumstances, so these are the opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says you're putter, perhaps totally putter. The Mishnah Berurah says you should basically wear gloves, and the Ramah is one who says you can pretty much just hold it with a napkin.